This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon and welcome. Good afternoon and welcome to Shout at Peter. I'm Shout at Peter here on today's show where we will discuss what the bloody government's been. Been up to lately. Right, I'm gonna tell you, on today's show we're gonna tell you for governor's comeback to high power prices for report warns it could do the opposite. And Trump wants to tell folks New Zealand timber exports. That is all. Plus, I'm going to tell you the councillors of Marsden and council ever local legends for this year. That is all going to come up right now. The song I will be playing for today is. Followed by Kilani on Jadapedia on Arrow FM.
No!
That was followed by Kehlani on Jada Bitter on Arrow FM. The government is present. The government's press ahead with Pega Sharifov's hope will drive energy costs out despite multiple warnings. Both some of the proposals could keep costs high in the long term. Energy Minister Samar's Finance Minister Nicholas on Wednesday morning unveiled a suite of package of energy reforms aimed at tackling rising power bills and securing available electricity for decades. After Friday, Emirates reported warns nation's energy system under strain. The report commissioned by the government, which attends by Papa Seda, set out the ambition market's restructuring recommendations, but peer reviews NRA referred to serious concerns by skepticism about its radical change, warning that could disrupt competition and market stability. Ministers of EU attended on most extreme proposals, including selling government shares and Meridian Genesis and Mercury Crater state owned electric government to control thermal generation, saying back on fee removing removing electricity from a major trading scheme. However, the government has confirmed it will let power companies Genesis, Meridian and Mercury borrow and invest more in new projects and support new electricity generation with long-term contracts. Finance Minister Nicola Wood said she has waited the companies to confirm the government would provide capital. Kerry Jones' lack of access does not stand in the way of New Zealand's energy security. The plan of fossil recommendation from a Friday even through peer reviews commissioned by the Ministry of Business Innovation employed a question whether the government ownership was actually holding companies back was described as precise capital constraint. While Friday donors has a genuine limitation. Documents were read on Wednesday showing a division fears between the government frontier and peer reviews on how to take over high power costs. The report warns for biosis could be costly and actually putting our economy under strain. From the government's plan included importing milk for natural gas energy to ensure there's enough electricity during the dry years. If there was a drought, when the rates are low in the hydropower generation ships, in case of El Nino and long dry conditions for New Zealand. Part of the plan was build a new Algeria port terminal, a move could be actually costly. I don't know what will cost, probably billions. My estimate for importing that importing new LNG could actually cost billions of dollars. I think it's going up to $3 billion. Friday, ECMAS was relying on import energy could expose New Zealand to volatile global gas prices and would not be cheap as domestic gas. But Biden made note, ECMAS says, to develop an energy to resolve or dry year risk because the large cost will be spread out over relatively small amount of output. And described energy terminal as a last resort. PFF generally agreed, adding a government individual gas supply was better alternative than Frontier proposal new state-owned electricity company. Nevertheless, the government was moving forward with the terminal saying it will provide variable on-demand fuel support for countries largely renewable system and keep power flowing for homes and businesses and industry. Official said it was designed to boost investor confidence and encourage new renewed approach by reduce of risk of energy shortfalls. The global gas resource and policy uncertainty and left decisions to no renewable source of fuel power to existing plants. This will result in increased wholesale prices for households and businesses. The official said the government plans a competitive required prices for the terminal with registration of interest opening on October 6, 2020 and a key decision expected by December. Conflict fears of majority state-owned power companies. The government will also choose its murder and move to raise more money to invest in large-scale approach of foreign frontiers recommendation to lift capital limits. PFF's question whenever these limits were actually a problem. Anyway, noted a little evidence of government ownership whilst constrained in investment. Pointed out that Contact Energy with the government does not own a majority stake and has a high stake to asset radio. Despite these doubts, the government decided to follow Frontier's advice, directing companies to pursue new generation opportunities. And also they also warned some of their policies could push prices even higher. Frontier Ecomarts have cautioned that the government energy policy could increase electricity costs for households and businesses. The report recommended removing electricity from a emitted trading scheme ETS, agreeing that so to increase the cost of electricity to consequences without delivering a corresponding environmental benefit. But he estimated New Zealanders pay $1.5 billion more in electricity in 2024 because of the scheme and said that it is largely a tax on electricity consumers. But it is worth of requiring companies to make greenhouse gases to buy these carbon quizzes. These costs are typically based on gas, based on consumers, which raises electricity prices. Look, Vice Minister Dekwa said that Investment Figure is one of the several sets aimed at addressing the supply issues and structural gas, keeping the electricity prices high. Looks like Nicholas wants to cause more pain for our families, but for Governor Richard to recommend they sign it. Rice committed to EDS and then Cedro to climate strategy. Friday week committee gives a proposal for non-discrimination contracts and financial disintegration of power companies arguing fight will to impose higher energy costs on the consumers and industry. The report explained that if it generates a heavy market power and non-discrimination rule, and it will require him to offer some content price internally and externally, credit card for him to raise the cost. First, higher costs could feed flow for prices offered to the broader market. Split up his power companies removes their internal financial safety net, forcing them to spend more money on managing price risk, and those new high expenses will be passed directly onto consumers in the form of high bills, Frontier said. Despite all these warnings, the government decided to proceed with these measures. Officials are not the rules will not address the underlying problem of lack of new film capacity in the market. The core concern highlighted by Frontier Balance said it supports other edges intended to drive energy security. Meridian says Governor move is bold. Meridian responded to the government announcement saying it's well announced, but despite it, equity capital rises was bold. It is a bigger choice to our capital investment city since we are listed in 2015 and we acknowledge our government's commitment to help the country move forward. Meridian Chief Executive Mike Ryan, in a statement, he believes it would add right at momentum to its development pipeline and building a new generation was the best way to improve energy security and affordability. Energy Minister somewhat said by Joyce Diamond with Willis that while renewable generation was ramping up, the country still lacked the backup sources needed during the dry years when hydro wells couldn't meet demand. And yeah, the market performance, we've cut down the economic sources, the market is fine with this, and the backup view and generation, we need to keep the lights and the economy running during the dry years. What's it? This uncertainty is keeping the power of some enterprise and exceeding pressure on key households, business, and industries alike. He said, when a country has to dry years, like what we said in 2024, it can take a company up to 25 years to recover from inflated electricity prices. This is why the government is acting now. Right now, the next song I will be playing for is Gorgeous by Doja Cat on Chatterpedia on Arrow FM.
To be gorgeous between you and a million bones. They're taking pictures like me in a pose. It's alright to be honest. Even when we sit in the dark, I feel the prettiest that you ever saw. All your eyes even open. It ain't even really our fault. We make a killing being so beautiful. It's a crime to be gorgeous.
They throwing a book at me. I'm booking at 80 miles per hour 'cause my jewelry. I'm cooking some cottage. theory, cause of scrutiny. But he like my beeper and at the pictures, he cool with these. I took off the wig and put some moves on my new 4C. I put on the wig and take it off as I damn well please. I look like my family, I don't need to brag. Titty used to sag, and she got some ass. Can't avoid the pap, can't even avoid the cash. Yeah, you beautiful, baby, but you got more than that. Pretty hurts, don't talk to me about resilience. After that wax, you thought you wanted to kill him. But now you walking around like you one in a million. He looking at me like he wants some beautiful children.
If there was a girl I'm a fool, they gon' be really mad when we hit the floor. It's a crime to be gorgeous between you and a million bones. They taking pictures like we hitting the pole. It's alright to be yours. Even when we sit in the dark, I feel the prettiest that you ever saw. Are your eyes even open? It ain't even really our fault. We make a killing because we're beautiful. It's a crime to be yours.
She ain't so Christian in Louboutins, and now she got contacts with no close friends. And she lasered all that hair off, and she thank God for that M-scope. She wanna be chic when it's inspired by Heron. Ah, there you go with that smile again. She stay in school, but she more privy to college in. Oh, now you unbotched again. You oughta cut off all them kids, they toxic friends. Ah, you getting showered in compliments. Huh, you feeling power, but not. They got their nose up judging me, but ain't all of them real. So if they wasn't grilling,
if they wasn't grilling before, they gon' be really mad when we hit the floor. It's a crime to be gorgeous between you and a million bones. They taking pictures like we hitting the post. It's hard to be honest. Even when we sit in the dark, I feel the prettiest that you ever saw. All your eyes even come open. It ain't even really our fault. We make a killing being so beautiful. It's a crime to be gorgeous.
First quarter by Doja Cat on Jada Peter on Arrow EV. People fool. S. Trump as a summer correspondent, face of 100% terrorism, 5 years, President Donald Trump was given in terrorist up to drive a center of its imported wood products. But it was because of me. I hold water. He's 5 years old. Fine. For double brother Turkey in New Zealand countries, most making crazy how to do business in the US. McClay said, but said he would both have to wear a wicket and would like I work at Disney Treasure Years, even the tears do hit them. People. McClay. McClay, speaking of reports of World Airport and Tuesday above his Trump policy, tax foreign made films when Trump launched another surprise tariff. Okay. As McClay spoke, the reports were about film tariffs, Trump was singling other in an order to introduce timber tariffs at the stage. Film tariffs were very much just a threat or an idea from Trump. On a Monday night. On Monday night, Trump posed a saying he would introduce 100% tariff on any and all movies that are made outside the United States. McClay said, I was like, how do I work better for what I'm better New Zealand filmmakers would be? While the massive threat of a massive tariff hangover industry, McClay noted there was an imminent threat of tariffs for the forestry and wood processing industry. At the time, he's told sources that the U.S. informed Trump would make an announcement by softwood tariff sometime. And in the near future, as it happened, Trump was making an announcement inside a procurator around 2 p.m. New Zealand time. Trump's order would see tariffs on between 10 and 20% of imported timber products. U.S. importers will need to pay 10% of foreign softwood timber and lumber and timber, and 25% of foreign timber furniture. These tariffs will come into force on October 40th, with Trump promising further increase in the tax next year, with some motors going up to 50%. New Zealand does export furniture to the U.S. McClay said New Zealand companies played an important part of the timber industry in the U.S. Breaker brothers need to build houses here. Vietnam companies have put a lot of effort in the U.S. market and have grown back growing imported businesses here, he said. He said the U.S. tariffs imposed by the U.S. such as tariffs at least 10% on every import. Or 50% of New Zealand has not heard most New Zealand exporters. The prices are going up for consumers, but we've seen some others where sell more to the U.S. and even with the tariffs in place. But with many of our fair sales are uncertain, a change in nature making half of New Zealand exporters. He said, many exporters were also looking to invest in other markets. Washmate says, given uncertainty in the US, from Timothy Forestry. He said that UAE and European Union were trade agreement has come into force with record options. Many of exporters really does website. Yes, they would be like saying more to the US. In some cases, they are there. Still lots of opportunities. He said, but I said there is a major issue for interest more land on the US, such as slum. Some industry leaders were hopeful for tariff war wouldn't eventuate, given how unclear how it would work. But if it did, then Aaron Gardner, president of a screen producer news, said it would be absolutely, absolutely devastating for New Zealand. She said America's screen industry didn't support the move either, for it'd be pretty ruinous to the US screen industry. She said, McKay and officials were meeting with American counterparts to get clarity about their status while he planned to meet with film and timber exporters to discuss their investing their businesses. Trump has not provided any details how the film tariff would work. Right now, I'm going to play Rev It Up by Vixen on Charter Pedia on FM Physicist in 1990 and an American all female glam metal band from Minneapolis. That was Revered Up by Vixen on Chata Pereo on Arrow FM. I'm right, I'm gonna tell you. You, what is the candidates for Martha Carradine and South Warrior Council for this election? I'm gonna, because there's foreign candidates for council last year standing for election at large. Be a vacancy fair be listed and ever be to go order. Get your fruit. I'm not stupid, so I know what to them. I'm old to them, 1961. Yeah, Jamie Flynn, shut up, and now writes. I've got some. What is it, sir? Here we via Tony Hargood, show host who failed to run for the mayor to back in 2022, Dover Holmes. Because he's a real rate payer. Andrew Hart for school that I used to go with. Because he is from Murray, British and German descent. Because he works in Meadows Mountain as a private manager. And Starbucks, he also run for the mayor. And a Hayden Mifflinski. And finally, Chris Peterson. And I can't tell me, I guess, since Gary Cavill is retiring. Feels quite Bauer. Feels Warwick Collins. Bex Johnson, he'll likely be our next mayor. Stella Lennox, he also ran for at-large council. There's a candidate for Motherfucker Roy General Award. Because Motherfucker Roy General Award very great about because he advocated for Marston Town City redevelopment and rebuilding the town hall. Gary Cavill, he's gonna only run for Master Council General. God, he's an asshole. And he's a good job as a mayor, and only the one thing, only go back to a council ward. And also bring Goodwin, Rob Harvey. Andrew Jackson, Vic Johnson, he also running for mayor as well. and Gail Marshall, because he's a Christian right woman, and Henry Nagel, who is from South Africa, because he got work home since 2014. Tim Nelson, because he has long-standing problems at Covent Street, and Lynn Riley. And there's a candidate for Murray Ward, Warwick Aquinas, is also running for mayor in Maramatuta. There's candidates for Mother Trust Land Trust. Virgin of Island, Craig Bauer. Yes, Gary Careful, Ross Cottle, Chris Collins, because he wants to slash accounts funded by $5 billion. He must be a national or act supporter, David Haugland. Ben Matthews, because he was born and raised mother like I do. Because he's good at finding my major trade businesses and he's good at bouncing around to a brave party with Iwi. And David McHattie. And Lynn Patterson, was one month over Lynn Patterson because she's a Labour supporter. Because he focuses on trade and commercial relations or trust, etc. Such an enterprise has supported diverse racial community services education organization, however, this is only achievable for rights and strategic based on the commercial assets of a trust. I'm going to tie for Cardinal and Council next week. The other two councils next week. Right, I'm gonna play. Somebody Dance With Me by DJ Bobo on Jadapedia on Aries.
spin like round and round, upside down, living my life to the feet on the ground. Then put your hands up in the air, wave like you just don't care. And if you're ready to rock, then rock with me. Somebody say, oh yeah.
There was Somebody Dance With Me by DJ Baba on Jada Pedro on Era EVM. Right. Right, face up. I got to have it. I'm going to tell you a recap of our youth politics. I like the way it's choices are down dropping him and if I say climbing paracetamol linked to orders of Africa. I'm never committed by conspiracy theories because my mom never took Panadol when I was throwing in my mom's tummy. But you know, having it. Right, first in the first past topic of funding bills, the government heads for a midnight shutdown. The federal approval court will reconsider a pro-migrant vetoes by the federal Trump administration corner use of alien MS to deport immigrants who allegedly belong to Venezuela again. I consider for Sigafaka Ulu, one of the three members of the Queen of Ocean of Judge Ward here because LMZ, which was passed in 1998, gives the governor the extensive passage to entertain. And the process of the foster foreign nature only ties with war or joining. In fact, your practical precaution. Here's my colleague Davis. David said, with more history of a guy's free judge warning. with a U.S. Senate adjourned to 10 a.m. tomorrow and the U.S. House of Representatives until 7th of October, the government shutdown in Manhattan is nearly certain. We're live with Manhattan to arrive, bringing up all American headlines. I'm going to tell you this top five richest cities in Australia and New Zealand, known as Australasia. Mother Auckland, New Zealand, worth $12.5 billion a month for Brisbane, worth $33.8 billion monthly. Perth, worth $33.8 billion number two. Melbourne, worth $96 billion, and number one Sydney, worth $26 billion. Right now, for fat of a day, it's global warming could drive to extinction as many as one and emerald and plant species. When the next song, one of the next song I'll be playing for is Love by Empire of the Sun. Alpha Empire Alpha Sun on Shadowpedia on Arrow FM. That is it for Shadowpedia. I'll see you next week. So this is Shadowpedia on Arrow FM.